And welcome back. Final segment of our, seems like we've been here for about 5 hours.
And we're a day early.
I know, but I love these two-hour shows. It's so much fun. We pack a lot into it. We are North Sound Racing. My name's Steve Mortland. Her name is Carly Heath. And his name, over there in his little padded room.
Doing the research.
Yeah, he's our research guy, is Galen Stewart. Special event coming up at Sport Clips locations in the Pacific Northwest. And we've got one of the principals, good guy, Corey Bell, joins us from Sport Clips. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
We are well. You probably just heard, I don't know if you heard, but we just got done playing, and I'm going to play it for you because just to let you know that we do these kind of things here. Hang on.
Gentlemen, start your engines and get down to Sport Clips in Marysville to see legendary NASCAR driver Mike Wallace's number 7 tour car. Saturday, August 2nd from 11 to 2, have your picture taken with Mike Wallace's number 7 car and experience the MVP haircut for half off, a quality haircut, shampoo and conditioner, and scalp massage topped off with a back and shoulder massage for half off.
Ooh, it's I like the sound of that.
Oh, yeah.
August 2nd
yeah.
at Sport Clips, Lakewood Crossing Shopping Center in Smoky Point, Marysville.
Well, hope Corey does those massages.
Your
that sounds pretty good. Oh, sorry.
We
didn't mean for you to hear that either. But
I think you first should tell us where he's located at.
Yeah. Though. What? Tell us more about this little event, or can we just run, you know, this commercial ad, you know, on and on and on for 3 hours, and then let you take a nap?
Hey, that sounds good. But definitely, we are. It's all happening Saturday in between 2 and 11. We're gonna have the. Mike Wallace, number 7 car at the Marysville Smoky Point location. That's the Twin Leaks right off Smoky Point Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So just hope everyone come on down. So, Steve, I'm hoping to see you there, too.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in that massage action.
I like that scalp massage you said.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
So you're just going to – now you're going to have it also at another location, correct, or is it just at Marysville?
Well, it's going to be just at the Marysville location. Last week we had it at the Everett location on Sunday, which had a great showing. So we hope we can top that up at a Smoky Point location.
Now, do you get to store this thing at your house, Corey?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah. I wish. I don't know if my wife would go for that. But
oh, come on, man. But I think it's really cool what you're doing because, you know, I mean, you obviously are well aware of what, you know, a NASCAR affiliation can do for your business.
I mean, we sure are. We really love that area. A lot of great NASCAR fans. We've been doing a lot of advertising. A lot of great people coming in and saying they're definitely going to show up. So it's great for business. It's great for the community.
Uh-huh.
We just hope that we have a lot of people show up and it's a lot of fun.
Now, are you going to be out at the Marysville location Saturday?
I'm going to be there all day. Myself, my business partner Paul, will be there, and the rest of the Sport Clips team, the whole Northwest team, will be there as well.
Very cool. And you know, the commercial mentioned it, but you know, you've got what specials you have going on during this whole hoorah.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a big to-do. I mean, it's what we're considering our grand opening. The community is going to join in. We're going to have – not only are you going to get a great haircut, we're going to be able to feed you.
Yeah.
Boston Pizza is going to be there. MVP Pizza is going to be there.
Stuff.
Lots of different stuff. So, and we're also doing a couple raffles. You know, Best Buy is giving us some stuff, Costco, Target. It's just going to be a great time. We're going to have our big mascot out. And then we're going to also have the Aqua Sox mascot is going to come out as well. So.
Yeah. Have you ever had that jambalaya pasta over at Boston's?
Oh, yeah. Isn't it good?
Oh.
Hey, it's a little late, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. We'll hook up.
Definitely.
It'll be awesome. So, again, give us the times and location, Corey.
Okay. We're going to be times. It's going the car's going to be there in between 11 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
The location is Lakewood Crossing Shopping Center, the Smoky Point exit off the I-5 freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a great time. So I'm I'm planning to have a lot of fun. Hope you, Steve, you're coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Bring
we'll
all
be there.
Your friends as well.
We'll be there. I'm about due. I could stand to get hooked up and cleaned up a little bit. So
there you go.
We'll be doing it. Corey, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Good luck with this. And it's really cool to see what you guys are doing out there. It's, you know, whenever you bring one of these things in, and it's not easy to get one of these things around, it's pretty cool. So, again, the Mike Wallace, number 7 Nationwide Series car, Sport Clips all over the side of that thing, on the hood, everywhere. And it's going to be fun. Good luck with it, man.
Hey, thanks again for having us on.
Hey, anytime, Corey. We'll see you Saturday. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
All right, guys.
All right, take care. Next on our list of things to cover is the 360 Nationals coming up at Skagit Speedway. Our good friend Steve Beitler is on the line. How are you tonight, sir?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good. Had a busy show. We're going to go out with a bang, and that's why we thought we'd have you on, man.
I was surprised when you called, because I swore when you called me yesterday, you said, hey, you got time to go on our show tonight. So I was waiting for the call last night.
Oh, no.
So
then I thought, well, maybe it's on Thursday night. So
yeah, well, please don't tell me it was a dry Tuesday night at the Beitler house.
Actually, I got a lot of work done. I just waited for the phone.
Good. All right. Well, we'll take responsibility for the continued success.
Okay.
First of all, 360 Nationals coming up. Big weekend, one of about three that you have all season long. But this is a huge one coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it's an important one, too. As you know, the 360 division is sometimes overlooked by people, but it's really an exciting division, and we've got a strong contingency up here at 360 race cars. And you know, our Dirt Cup has got a lot of heritage, but this is the 17th year we've had the 360 Nationals, and of course it started off as Thunder in the Valley, and then we changed the name around about 7 years ago, and we're pretty excited for this weekend, and we're looking forward to it.
Steve, you know you were on here a couple of weeks ago, I believe. Carl and I were gone. I want to, if I could, just ask a little bit about Dirt Cup, local winner, and it looked like a pretty good weekend. Were you happy with Dirt Cup?
Oh, very happy. You know, it rained a little bit on us Thursday night, but we had good numbers, lots of people, great racing. Of course, Jamie winning it, that was really neat. But you know, what was really special was three of the top five were locals. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just adds a lot of credibility and shows our locals are getting tougher every year.
How about the charity auction? How did that go?
It's right now, it's the second highest one that they figure they'll have this year. They figure Knoxville will outdo it next week, but it outdid Eldora. It outdid the Speed Weeks in Florida. So right now we're number one, but you know, Knoxville usually does quite a bit more than we do. But
cool.
It went really good. Yeah.
Well, you know, I know Steve Beitler never wants to finish second place, but finishing second place to old Knoxville
really.
Nationals isn't bad.
We raised $16,000 for him out here, so that was pretty good.
What I have one question. During the off season, this last season, there was some talk about, you know, division changes and things like that. And I know that you always try to make your program a little bit better. Are you happy with what happened this year? Are we looking for any changes? I'm always anxious to jump into the off season stuff. But are you happy with how things went?
No, I can't say I'm happy with the direction things went, but. You know, people got to make changes, and everybody's got to run their business the way they think they need to run it. And,
and
you know, you got to do what you got to do, and I thoroughly understand that. And, you know, we're going to be pretty solid this year. I'd like to see all the 360s get back together where everybody can run with everybody like we did last year. And they've had a change in command of the ASCS Northwest Series. And I actually had breakfast with Greg Burgess the Sunday after Grays Harbor was done, and you know, Larry Kelly's a friend of mine, and you know, hopefully we can sit down at the end of the season and just see what we can do to get we got a lot of race cars sitting up here that didn't get to race with them this year because of rules changes, and I don't think they got the support from California that they were hoping they would. So you know, maybe we need to focus on what we've got right here in our own backyard and get them racing.
Yeah.
Well, I know you love the sport, and I know that you guys work together, and I'm, you know, the racing up there has been pretty good this year, I got to say, and just best of luck. I know Steve's got some questions for you. He's getting all geared up for the big weekend. So good luck this weekend, Steve, and congratulations on a good Dirt Cup.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve, first of all, I'd like to, I'll give you a call tomorrow about my ticket request. But I'm going to bring up the sports director here at KRKO. His name is Tom Lafferty, and he's been here forever, and he has never been to a sprint car race.
Oh, man.
And he told me at the beginning of the season, he goes, hey, would you mind, you know, holding my hand up at Skagit Speedway? And I said, sure, I'd be honored to. And I said, you pick a race you want to go to. So he gets on the website, and he says, tell me about the 360 Nationals. And I said, well, you know, if you're going to go to your very first sprint car race, the 360 Nationals is not a bad one to go with. But to a first-timer coming to an event, I wish I had more time because I know this is kind of an involved answer, but we do have a couple minutes left. What's going to help Tom enjoy the evening?
Well, the biggest thing that's going to help Tom enjoy the evening is understanding what we do. I mean, sprint car racing, he's not going to know the difference between a 360 or a 410 or a World of Outlaw car at his first event. So the biggest thing, he's just got to understand, you know, these cars are like missiles on wheels.
Yeah, very well put.
700 to 800 horsepower 360s. They have to weigh 1,500 pounds or 1,450 if you're an AFCS legal car. But the power to weight ratio is like five times what your new sports cars would be and stuff like that. But the biggest thing he's got to, you know, enjoy about this is that these things are hand-built from the bare frame up in somebody's garage and assembled. They come out here, they go as fast as they do.
And I was telling them that, you know, when you listen to the announcers, they're going to talk about, they don't talk about Toyotas, Fords, Dodges, and General Motors. They talk about XXX frames, and the chassis are huge. People know the cars by the chassis and the engine builders, and you're going to hear words like cushion, and he's riding, rim riding, and why is the right rear tire 10 times bigger than any other tire on the car, I know he's just, it would be really cool to experience what Tom's going to experience. I mean, we all remember our first time at Skagit, and he's really in for a show, isn't he?
Well, he definitely is. You know, I hope you guys can get up there early enough to where you can take him down through the infield and let him walk through the pits and meet some of the drivers and look at the cars up close. That way, when he's up in the stands, watch them later, he'll have a bigger appreciation for what they really are. When he sees, you know, I don't know how big the guy is, but get
he's
him
big.
In somebody's race car.
that ain't going to happen.
Steve.
Unless it's one of your old ones.
My advice to you, Steve, and then when you come in the gate, hang a left and go to F and G, right, Steve?
Yeah, go up in F and G, or bring him up on top of the tower for a few minutes and let him look from my point of view.
Oh, yeah.
Love to meet him. But
oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
Get him down the pits before he gets started. Let him look at the race cars. Let him see how tight the cockpits are and really what the drivers are doing inside the car. And that will have a better appreciation for him when he's sitting in the grandstand.
That's right.
What do we look for in track conditions this weekend, Steve?
Yeah, it'll be good. We've been working a lot on the track. We've got a new process we've been using, and we worked on it late tonight. And, you know, the weather's been good to us. We're building up turn one a little bit more because a lot of people don't realize that the turns one and two is about eight and a half feet lower than turns three and four. So it causes you to come down the front stretch and kind of dump off into the corner, which has been a problem for, you know, decades up there. So we've been working on it. We've built turn one up about 2.5 feet this year. We just continue to build it every week, and we worked on it again tonight, just adding more clay into turn one to build it up so you got better banking. And you're going to see good top-of-the-track racing, good bottom-of-the-track racing. And last week it was three grooves, top, bottom, and guys running through the middle, and it was real good racing.
Well, we are so looking forward to coming up, man. I'll get a hold of you tomorrow, and it's going to be a whale of an event.
Well, I look forward to having you guys. You're always my guest. You know that.
All right. Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks a lot. Take care, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Steve Beitler, the owner of Skagit Speedway, that's going to do it for us. Man, it went by fast. I got to thank a whole bunch of people, you two especially, Carla and Galen, Sherry, for all of her work tonight, all of our guests that we had on. It's just been a lot of fun. And as we always like to do, we had our North Sound Racing microphones in Jeff Barkshire's car after he took the green flag and got the checkered flag. Here's was his reaction. Thanks a lot to all of you guys for helping us out. Appreciate you listening. We'll be back. Check out our website, North Sound Racing.
It's time to start your mowers and motorcycles again. Won't start? Pacific Power Batteries has lawnmower batteries starting at $19.95 with batteries for all kinds, from riders to farm tractors to cordless.